Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If there's an issue you'd like to discuss or a Bible question we can answer, we invite you to call right now. That toll-free number is 844-322-2742. 844-322-2742. We're live on the air and online, so you can discuss the issues that are important in your life right now, or to get a quick but thoughtful answer to your question. The phone lines are open now, and again, the toll-free number is 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for joining us, and now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Jesus Christ is alive. That is the good news of the gospel, and it's news worth shouting from the rooftops because it changes everything.
Uh-huh.
I mean, many skeptics and many critics of Christianity have made the statement, Larry King being one of them, if it is actually true that Jesus was raised from the dead, that changes everything.
Yes.
And it does. Everything about our lives hinges on that truth, and everything about our lives moving forward is a result of that truth. And one of the things that we see that is true as a result of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is those who believe it have been rescued from the kingdom of this age and have been transferred or translated into God's kingdom, the kingdom of his Son. So we're not of this world anymore. We want to speak into this world, but we're not of the world anymore. And Jesus made that abundantly clear in his high priestly prayer. He says, I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. We're in the world, but not of the world. He says, Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. So Jesus is praying on our behalf,
yes,
to be protected in this world in which we live. He says, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. And he says, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Well, what's the truth that we're going to be sanctified by? The fact that we're not of the world anymore. We were once of the world, but we're not of it anymore. As Peter said, we're foreigners and exiles or aliens and strangers. We just don't fit in to this world system anymore. And it's obvious when we really come to Christ, isn't it? I remember, you know, I used to get drunk and do all those things, and then, you know, when I really discovered who I was in Christ and would go back to some of those places, it just like, gosh, it just doesn't seem like it used to. I don't fit there. And it's not because my behavior is just wonderful and all of those things. It's just that I've been taken out of the world. I'm a new creature in Christ. Christ lives in me. So we just don't fit in. And that's a good thing. We're not supposed to fit in. And that gives us some credibility to be able to speak back into the world.
Yes.
We know what it feels like to be there. We were once there. We know what it feels like to be a part of the world system. We know what it feels like to live to gratify the desires of the flesh. We know what that feels like. And so we have an opportunity to connect with those that are still in the world and to give them some hope, give them some help, give them some encouragement in Christ Jesus. That's our role as believers today,
yeah,
to reach in, to speak into the world in which we live. We're not of it, but we're in it. So we speak into it truth that will set them free, that will sanctify them just as it has sanctified us.
Yes, indeed. I don't know about you guys, but that prayer of Jesus in John 17 just puts chills all over me because he was talking about us in the future.
Yes, he was.
Well, this is Basic Gospel, Good Words to begin the broadcast. Richard Piper is here. Bob Christopher is here. My name is Bob Davis. Thank you for being here. Calls coming in, but still open lines, 844-322-2742. Bob?
Well, thanks. Let's go to New York, and let's talk to Peter, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Richard.
Hello.
I don't know if you can answer, but do you guys believe in a six-day, 24-hour creation?
Yes.
And you do. And if someone's not, do you consider them your brother?
Depends.
In Christ?
I mean, if they claim to be a believer in Jesus Christ, I have to accept them as a brother. I may disagree completely with them. But the issue with creationism is that if creationism isn't true, then there's no such thing as Christianity. That's the bottom line. And so if someone claims to be a believer in Jesus Christ and does not believe in creation, believes in evolution, then I have to have a conversation with them about who do you think Jesus is? Because the Bible says he's the one who created. So that's where the disagreement comes from. And I mean, I believe I'm called as a Christian to treat all men and women as brothers and sisters in Christ, whether they are or not. I get to point him to Jesus at all times, but I'm not called to judge.
I was listening to an old Vernon McGee, and he was like, if you don't believe in the sixth day, you're not your brother. You know, an old thing.
Well, the statement on its face is true, but then how are you going to have a conversation so that they can become your brother or sister in Christ?
Okay.
You can't just whack them upside the head and say, go to hell. You have the conversation.
Right.
Well, and also Peter, I think, you know, those particular issues, you know, as far as salvation is concerned, it's the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus.
Yes.
That's the message of the gospel. And when we hear that message concerning Christ, our hearts can respond in faith, and that's when salvation occurs. And in that salvation, Christ sends his Spirit to take up residence in us. And Christ's Spirit begins to teach us truth, to renew our minds. And so there's a lot of issues, creationism being one, and not so much did God create. Was it a actual six-day period, or was it a prolonged period?
Right.
You know, we allow the Holy Spirit to bring that into you know, our minds, and to give us an understanding of that in his timing. I came out of a scientific background. I have a degree in biology. I know a lot of people that have come out of that background. And so, you know, what they've learned in science is still real important, but they believe in Jesus. And so you just give somebody an opportunity to let Jesus continue to teach them. So that's I think, important, because the real issue is the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ. That's what makes us brothers. Yes.
Right. Amen. Okay.
Thanks, Peter.
You have a great day and a wonderful, blessed weekend.
Yeah, you do the same. Thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
Yeah, friends, we'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number open right now, 844-322-2742. Of course, that's good in the U.S. and in Canada, and we'd love to hear from you if you live above the border. And again, that number, same number, 844-322-2742.
Well, let's go to Brooklyn and talk with Joel, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Joel.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, good. All right. I just got a quick question for you guys. On August 9th, the Empire State Building, right, was covered with the Hindu goddess of destruction. What do you guys think about that? Because I know we're living in the last days. What do you guys really think about that? What does that mean? Does that mean anything?
I had not heard that.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that either, Joel. Was there a reason for that? Was that just to celebrate Hinduism? Do you have any backstory on that?
What it is, right? You know, when you want, so you know, social media always have all types of stuff, you know, go out. But they said on August 9th, and they showed, you know, they had a picture of it where it shows like the entire, you know, the Empire State Building was covered with it. Because I know usually in New York, they usually honor like the different, you know, the different seasons, and you know, they got the colors of the whatever. But they said it was covered, you know, on August 9th, it was covered with the Hindu goddess of destruction. I just want to know what, you know, if you guys think, does that mean anything?
Well, I could only speculate on that. Joel, as far as are we in times, you know, is that one of the signs? I don't know that I would equate the two. What I do know is this, and 1 John, the letter of 1 John, kind of tells us this, that the spirit of Antichrist has been with us for a long, long time. It was back in their day. It's with us today. And I think we're seeing more and more of that just in various places. We believe that this country was founded on Christian, Judeo-Christian principles. Many of the framers of the Constitution, the founding father, so to speak, they were bringing Christian thought into the development of these incredible documents that have shaped our freedom as a country. But those things, they weren't thinking about, Hinduism and all of that sort of stuff, but they framed it in such a way that, we are a pluralistic society and there's freedom for those sort of things to take place. And right now we're seeing more and more and more and more of those types of things in our country today. And so I think it's just more and more of the spirit of Antichrist becoming more and more prominent around the world.
Yeah.
That make sense to you?
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for your call, Joel. We sure appreciate it.
Yeah. Again, open lines. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. And again, we do thank you for joining us. And, all you have to do is look around every day to know that there's an increasing number of issues plaguing the Christian voice in America. There is a right way for believers to respond to such troubling things. And you'll hear about it on our new CD called Pierce the Darkness. Yours this month for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Regardless of what's going on, friends, we can stand on the clear teaching of God's Word. So for your free copy, click Donate on any page at basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net, or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742 to make your contribution. Again, that number, 844-412-2742. You can hear the truth in troubling times, and that really makes a difference, and that's what you'll hear on Pierce the Darkness. We encourage you to make a donation, get your free copy of Pierce the Darkness, and you can get a clear understanding of how we should respond to these issues that swirl around us every day.
I know with a lot of these issues, like Joel's question,
yeah.
You're asking, are we in the end times? And a lot of times when we see what's going on in the world, we want to shrink back as believers. But I think what we're seeing in the world is an incredible opportunity to move forward and advance this good news of Jesus Christ. We need to speak that into the culture. If the culture needs to hear about Jesus, it needs to hear it now, probably more than ever before. So now is not a time for us to shrink back. Now is a time for us to move forward with the gospel of Jesus Christ, with the good news. Our greatest asset as believers is the fact that we know God.
Yeah.
Everywhere else in the world, we're coming up with a God of our imagination. We're trying to figure out what God is like through our own understanding, and it's just going to be a distorted mess.
Yeah.
Just think back before you knew Jesus Christ, before you came into a saving relationship with Jesus so that you could know God the Father. What did you think of God? How would you have described him? I mean, in my mind, he was a mean old ogre in the sky. He was just waiting to punish me. That's what I thought about God. Well, was that true? No, that was out of my imagination, fueled by my own evil behavior. That's what I came up with. And we could go to every single culture, every single society, every single country, and we could ask that question. How would you describe God? Would it be accurate? Would it be true? Absolutely not, because The true God has been revealed to us in the person of Christ. As Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Yeah. Until we have seen Jesus, we really don't know what God's like. So we as believers who have seen Jesus, who have encountered Jesus, who know the love of Jesus Christ, we have something to say to this world, just as Paul stood on Mars Hill in Athens, and he says, I see that you are extremely religious, and you have this idol with this inscription to an unknown God. I'm here to make them known to you. That's the description of the world. They know God exists, but he is unknown. Yeah. Our greatest asset is that we know him and we can make him known.
Absolutely.
It's time for us to make him known in this culture today. That's what Pierce the Darkness is all about. We want to put it in your hands for a gift of any amount. Come be a part of the Basic Gospel team. Help us get this word out. Help us get this knowledge of God out to people who desperately need to know him.
Absolutely. Just click donate on any page at basicgospel.net or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Landover, Maryland and talk to Deji. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
What's on your mind today, and welcome to Basic Gospel.
Oh, yes, sir. I just wanted to say I'm grateful to God Almighty that for all three of you. I called some certain time ago. I was really distressed because a certain pastor was quoting from Hebrews, the place where it says that there's no more sacrifice for sin. I don't know if you're familiar with what I'm trying to say, but there's a certain passage.
Yes,
in
yes.
The book of Hebrews.
Hebrews 10.
Yeah. Basically what he was saying is that, we could lose, basically what he was trying to say, we could lose our salvation. It's pretty much like a works-based thing. And I'm grateful to Basic Gospel because you took the time to explain to me what the gospel truly is. That Jesus Christ came to die for our sins. And we are now part of this flock. He is the good shepherd.
Yeah, exactly right. And isn't that wonderful to know Jesus as the good shepherd, one that actually cares for us and tends to our needs and leads us to pastures where we can be filled and satisfied? That's what our shepherd does for us, and that's an amazing thing. And like I said, apart from seeing Christ, we would never know that about God. We would never know that aspect of who he really is and how he really genuinely cares for us and thinks of our best interests. So this gospel is so vitally important, and that's why it's so vitally important to get it out there in this world today.
Mm-hmm. Right. My question today was, pertaining to what you just said, the last thing, about getting it out to the world. My question is, the 70, among the 70, the 12 apostles were there. They all went out. My question is concerning Judas Iscariot. He was among, the 12 apostles. He did miracles and everything. My question is, how do we know the difference between someone who was, of the flock and someone who can, do the miracles and do the healings, but they're not of the flock? That was my question.
Well, it's a great question. Yes, yes. And I think it gets down to the fact that God knows our hearts. That's why I think Paul wrote in Romans 10, if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, that's when we're saved. So this belief is really a heart issue. There are so many, quote, Christians out there that merely give lip service to the gospel message. They have never genuinely believed in their heart. That grace of God hasn't produced that faith that is needed. And Judas would have been one of those guys. He was the treasurer. He had his hand on the money. He had his hand in the money jar. And, I think what we see at the end was that was his real heart. His heart was in that money jar. His heart wasn't with Jesus. He enjoyed going out and doing some of the things that Jesus encouraged him to do, but his heart was elsewhere. And I think that's what we see in that story. And I think in life, life is tough, Deji. It's filled with trials and it's filled with tribulations. And a lot of those trials and tribulations really reveal what's going on in our hearts. And we see if there's genuine faith there or not. And a lot of times people discover that, you know, maybe they've said a prayer, maybe they've walked an aisle, but they didn't really believe this gospel message. They just thought it was the thing to do because everybody else was doing it. And the trials and tribulations come along and you know, there's nothing there to anchor them in life. And that's a real wake-up call. And he said, Lord, I want genuine faith. I want to really believe in my heart. So God knows those things. And if a person is genuinely interested in knowing God, he's going to bring that person to that point where they can genuinely know him. Judas didn't happen to really want to know God.
Yeah.
He was interested in the money.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll make sure I go to that donate page as soon as possible.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you so much, my friend. We'd love and be honored to have you a part of the Basic Gospel team.
Without question.
All right. Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to say thank you for the free resources you sent me not too long ago as well.
Okay. You are more than welcome. That's our privilege and pleasure, and we can do that because there's so many people out there that want to get the gospel into people's hearts and lives. They give and give generously so that we can make that happen. So thank you, Deji. We sure appreciate your call today.
Yes, indeed.
Well, let's go to Hempstead, New York, and talk to Miguel. Hi, Miguel.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing wonderful. How are you?
Good, good. I actually wanted to also say thank you to you guys for the amazing programs that you guys have. And, you know, just it's a truthful thing that you guys are doing for God. And it's amazing to listen to you guys every day.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks. Thanks for letting us be a part of your life. We sure appreciate that.
Sure, sure. Well, I have a question. This was actually a little tough for me because this has been something that I, as a Christian, now I've been a couple of years struggling with that question, but I kind of put it to a side. I was like, you know what? I'm going to trust God. I'm not going to question that part of, you know, Christianity or anything. But I was hanging out with my son. He's 10 years old. And, you know, I teach, me and my wife teach him as much as we can from, you know, from the Bible and, you know, try to, you know, keep him on the right path and teach him the things that we know. Now, he knows I read the Bible and I know a lot of things about God, you know, from his perspective. So he's telling, he asked me, he said, Daddy, if God created the world and he created everything that exists, who created God? And it kind of, you know, I try to give him my best answer, but I told him, I said, I'm going to find out, you know, and to tell you a better answer. Because that's also that something that I questioned a long time ago as a kid.
Yeah.
So I figured I'd ask you guys.
Well, Miguel, that's a wonderful question, and
for the ages.
Yeah, that's right. And really, out of the lips of children, they ask just some of the most profound things. But the answer is pretty simple. God has always existed. He is the force. You know, that brought all of this into being. But there was no need for him to be created. He's just always existed. Now, that's sometimes difficult for our minds to comprehend.
Always difficult.
Yes, but that's the truth. He's just always existed. He's just always been. There's always been God. And at a point in time, he decided to create, and he brought this world into being. He brought us into being, and we can live life in dependence upon him. But he's always existed, and that's just the answer, Miguel. Well, we're out of time.
Yes, we are. Thanks for calling, man. Hey, stay in touch with Basic Gospel by downloading our app, available now on the Apple App Store. It offers multiple options, and it works on iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Android devices. Hope you'll take advantage of it. Well, we're out of time. For Bob and Richard and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you and have a wonderful weekend in the Lord Jesus Christ.